This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Sedgy today as we finish out March and go into April. And on our show, the second hour is one working actor that is busy. He is Ernie Hudson, and he's going to be joining us on the show. Then the second season of Good Girls is on NBC. We'll be talking to Mae Whitman and Retta. And then from Pop TV's Nightcap, actress, comedian Judy Gold will be here. And then it's international travel time with people getting ready for going abroad during the summer season, and even domestically for that matter. And we're going to address that issue with Claudia Lombana and Amanda Norcross. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Sedgy today. We're going to pause when we come back. My first guest this second hour, one great guy, Ernie Hudson.
Of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-365-6017 now.
Money, money, money. Money, you gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Welcome back to Ron Sedgy Today, all across the USA and around the world. Our next guest was with us a little while back, and he's a terrific guest. I'm so glad that he's back with us. But he is, when you say a working actor, I mean, this is the man. Joining us right now is Ernie Hudson. Hi, Ernie. How you doing?
I'm fine, Ron. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for joining us again. We had a good time last year when you were on the show. You could come on here every other week if you want. In fact, you can come on every week and just do my job. It'd be a lot easier. I mean,
no, I think you're better at your job than I am, so thank you. It's good to be back with you.
Well, thank you, my friend. Now, I have to be honest with you, okay, when I said about a working actor. You got to straighten things out here with me because I don't know how you do this. I really don't. Of course, your memorable role in Ghostbusters and The Crow and HBO's Oz, but Netflix's Grace and Frankie, cameo in Ghostbusters 3, on Blue Bloods, making appearance, then the Fall series Bad Boys, then the Chicago-based APB, and then rapping on Ballers, and a Infinity Train, which is a animated show. When you get up in the morning, how do you know what studio to go to?
Well, you know, it's I think sometimes it'd be great to have a big staff who could remind me of what I need to do. I just try to keep it simple. Just focus on the work, and you know, the free time is that free time, and just don't make it too complicated. I've been very, very blessed that people ask me to come to work. I've given up chasing work and begging for work and auditioning for work. Yeah, I just have a lot to be thankful for, and it's not as complicated as all that. I just go where I'm asked to be.
Well, I even left out one, Graves, which is a dramedy on Epix. But you know, it's amazing. amazing because all of those roles, all of those movies, TV shows, those characters are varied. I mean, you could never be accused of being pigeonholed into one role because your talent is such where you could do comedy, you can do drama, you can do dramedy. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, how do you keep it straight?
Well, I think when you read a script, or for me, I read a script and you the characters sort of speak to you. And they're all very different, at least in my mind. Now, sometimes you'll get cast, or I'll get cast doing law enforcement, so a lot of fans say, well, you've been a cop a lot. But I have, but I've been other characters as well. But even if you're a policeman, they're all different.
Right.
So you want to bring the integrity to that character. The character on Blue Bloods is a very intense high school principal who is just begins to unravel, and he loses it. The character in Grace and Frankie is just a nice guy who is a farmer but who loves this woman, and it's not that complicated. The character that we're doing in the Bad Boys, the new series for NBC, he's a very dark character with a very troubled past. The character in Ballers is a high school principal, but he's a guy who still has hope, and he's still loving life. So we're all the same, and yet we're all uniquely different, and I think you try to find that difference.
Wow.
What makes that character unique.
When does Bad Boys premiere, Ernie?
We haven't shot it yet.
We'll
start shooting in about another month.
Okay.
I would imagine it'll premiere in the fall.
Right.
I'm really excited about it. Gabrielle Union, I've been a fan of. I've watched her, and I love her work, so it'll be fun to work with her, and I'm not sure who else they'll cast in it, but there's some wonderful actors out there you get a chance to play with. I just did a movie for Netflix called Napoli Ever After with a young actress called Sanaa Lathan and Lynn Whitfield, and that was a lot of fun. I did a movie called The Family Business with a great group of people we shot last fall. That hasn't come out yet, but all uniquely different characters, and you hope that comes through. But they're all very uniquely different stories, and we're storytellers at the heart of it.
Sure. Infinity Train, though, is a voiceover job, right?
Yeah. I've done some animated. It's an animated series. Yeah, I did. We did the pilot about 3 years ago, and I had forgotten about it, and then they called and said, okay, they picked it up, and now it's going to be a series, and it'll be a lot of fun. I did Transformers Prime.
Right.
I've done different voiceover work over the years. It hasn't been a big part of my work, but I always enjoy doing it.
Well, you know, the reason I ask that is because you have a terrific voice, and it is, you know, it's like that real authoritative type. In fact, you could probably do the 6:30 news better than anybody on television right now. I want you to know.
Well, thank you. See, now I can hear that in your voice. You have a great voice, but when I don't hear that in my voice, but people tell me that, so that's always nice to know.
No, it's a great voice. Now, go into more detail on the role of Blue Bloods.
Yeah, Blue Bloods, it's, you know, Tom Selleck has been, I mean, since Magnum P.I., I've admired his,
sure.
You know, he's had a great career, and I love the show, so when they asked me to come and be a part of it, I was excited, but I read the script, and a lot is going on in our public schools right now. It's really very unfortunate, and this is a high school principal, he's a career educator, and things are just unraveling in a way that I think he loses it. He tries to correct it by taking things in his own hands,
mm-hmm.
and it becomes a real problem. So I thought it was a good script and a good character. So you know, so it should be fun. But it is it does get pretty intense.
Yeah. It's a great ensemble there. It's one of those shows that is relatable. Sometimes you see a show, whether it's a comedy or a drama, that you think, well, this could never happen. But that show, Blue Bloods, is really a very relatable show. I mean, it's like from the headlines, if you want to use a cliche like that. Yeah.
Right, yeah. I sometimes feel like we're in the middle of some some drama just in our lives. So it's nice, I think, when shows can sort of reflect certain things to us. It gives us a chance to look outside of ourselves and think about things and just maybe see a little bit different perspective. And so people do. Sometimes we sit back and go, why in the world would someone? And I think through media, we get a chance to say, okay, well, I can see things a little bit different, and I can understand something that maybe was difficult to understand before.
Ernie, if you didn't go into this business, if you were not in the entertainment business and as talented and accepted and as rewarded as you are for it because of your immense talent, what would you have done?
You know, I'm not sure. I used to say I would probably have gotten into, I like architecture, or I like writing. Perhaps I would have focused more on the writing. I used to want to be one of the, you know, have a soul singer, but just never had the confidence to step out there and do it on stage as much. So I always felt I had options. I just felt it was a matter of me choosing. And I also maybe an educator. I think it's so important that we kind of try to, you know, share and give some kind of guidance without being heavy-handed about it. And I think that's what I do in the work. I think the work is our way of sort of giving people a different perspective on things.
You know, Ernie, when you mentioned the architecture job or writing, that would have been a vast waste of your voice. You know that, don't you? You would have to explain the house that you're building. So that now this room here is going to be adjacent to the family room. You don't want to do that. Well, I don't know what to promote first here. I mean, of course, Blue Bloods on CBS, yeah. And then you're going to start shooting for Bad Boys. That comes up in the fall on NBC.
Right.
And then Infinity
right.
Train.
We'll start shooting the new Grace and Frankie season will start. So we'll be interesting how we balance those two things.
Well, I'm honored I'm actually honored that you have the time to even spend with me. You know, I mean, because who knows? You know, you could be going to a studio right now. In fact, you might be. So I appreciate it.
Brother, yeah. Well, you know, I'm doing one of the conventions here in Atlanta called Days of the Dead, where I get a chance to meet the fans for a couple of days, and so that's always fun too.
Oh man, I tell you, unbelievable! What do you do for recreation?
That's a problem.
That's a problem.
You know, I'm trying to find out now. I think my wife is looking at me going, okay, we need to take a vacation. And we need to travel. So we're doing a river cruise in Europe this year. And we always go to Hawaii. So we're planning some vacation time.
Well, the river cruise is on my list, too, I tell you. Ernie, come back anytime. I know you're on a horrendous schedule, but I really appreciate it. We're going to be watching all the things that you do. But don't be a stranger around here. We love when you're on the board.
Thank you so much. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks, Ernie. All right, that's Ernie Hudson. This guy is unbelievable. I mean, you talk about talent and being busy and being in demand. That's the man. That's a nice feeling to have when you're in demand like that. And being an actor, as good as he is, he'll always be in that situation. That's why we call him a working actor. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, it's Sunday, the show on NBC at 10 o'clock. That's going to be every Sunday at 10 o'clock for many, many years to come. It is called Good Girls, and it has a great premise to it. I think this is going to be a major hit. Joining us right now are two of those good girls, Retta and Mae Whitman. Mae, Retta, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, congratulations on this. This is a great premise for this. I wish you much luck. How is it that this whole thing came about?
This is the creation of Jenna Bands, formerly of Grey's Anatomy and Scandal. And she wrote this script a few years ago, and I got it. We got it about a year and 3 months ago.
Wow, yeah. Really?
Not even that long. But this is the child of Jenna's mind.
And we were all very struck. I think again, you know, it was something that we hadn't seen before. I think especially on network television. First of all, I think it's, you know, people are slow to adopt genre bending shows because it can be tricky tonally. But again, Jenna's voice is so strong that I think. The amazing thing to me about the pilot was just how so much could happen, so many different things could happen, and yet it all felt sort of like a grounded show with people that you really knew and related to. So I was definitely struck by her ability to retain truth through these absurd situations.
It's been described as being a cross between Thelma and Louise and Breaking Bad. That's a real cross, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, I mean, it could be better.
Yeah, that's
you're welcome, America.
That's right. Now, let's start with Retta for a second, who plays the role of Ruby Hill. By the way, Retta, that's great that you use one name like that. It's like Elvis, you know, or Liberace. You
know, that
is so good. Of course, with the Bravo series Girlfriends, Guide to Divorce, you bring a lot of stuff to the table, Parks and Recreation, and Dickie Roberts, former child star, with Dave Spade, and you worked with Anthony Hopkins. Pretty doggone good company.
That's and baller.
Dude,
right?
I didn't know.
Wow, unbelievable. And may I tell you, you play the role of Annie Marks. And you had, you know, NBC series Parenthood and also Perks of Being a Wallflower and MGM's remake of Valley Girl, Bye Bye Love, When a Man Loves a Woman. There's a lot, Independence Day, there's a lot of talent stacked into the show, which is centered around some suburban housewives that just are having trouble making ends meet and have kind of a unique way of solving that problem.
Sure, yeah. I mean, you know, look, Ron, I think the whole premise of this show is about people who feel like their voices are not being heard. They don't have any other options. They don't have resources. They feel helpless. There's, you know, no one they can go to. And I mean, it's the situation that I feel like a lot of people are dealing with, whether it's healthcare, whether it's just financial issues, whatever it is, people are struggling. And I think that's, you know, that's definitely the struggle of our moms in this situation, is they literally don't have the resources to take care and keep their children alive in some cases even, or in their lives, whatever it may be. So I think you kind of really understand why these women are driven to the point of doing something so drastic. And then, of course, you know, I think actually if there wasn't these other issues that come up when they robbed the grocery store, they maybe actually could have pulled it off and taken care of other issues. But, of course, doesn't go off without a hitch. There's some serious shady stuff going on at the grocery store, and things pretty much spiral.
There wouldn't be anything to watch the following week if it worked.
That's right.
Well, you know, I think what you have to take into consideration here is when somebody initially hears about this and doesn't see it, their main come away with it is that, well, you know, that only happened once. How can that perpetuate? But it does.
Totally.
It does.
Yeah. Totally does.
It's gonna.
Yeah, and that's something I think that is amazing about Jenna Banz, the creator, is that she is able to take you places, I mean, more places in even just one episode than a lot of shows do, I think, in entire seasons. She is such a genius with twists and turns and escalating situations. I mean, we were there every day, and we didn't see a lot of the stuff coming that came out in every single script. So I'll definitely, that's one thing I'll definitely say. You're not going to have a lack of wanting to come back and see what happened.
There's plenty of story to come.
Yeah.
Have you two worked together prior to this?
We have. We did a movie a couple of years ago in Chicago, but we didn't have any scenes together. The one scene we had together, we were so far apart in the room.
I think we were actually like behind the recording glass, and you were like in another room. Of the thing.
Yeah.
Now, you both have had massive experience on film. How does this differ? Of course, you've done television in the past, too, but how does it differ from the way that you make a film? Now, usually a film is a one-camera shoot, and I'm assuming that this might be a couple-camera shoot here, this TV show.
Well, we hope and pray for two. Sometimes we get played and there's only one camera
and
shooting.
And sometimes we get real lucky and there's three.
Three,
and that's like a
depends.
Dream come true.
Oh, really?
But yeah, it is like, you know, I would say the show is more so than other television shows I've filmed. It was, they wanted to film it a little bit more like a movie, which of course was difficult time-wise because you are given the amount of time you have for a TV show, but movies are usually shot more thoroughly. So that did make it challenging time-wise just because we really wanted it to feel filmic and grounded. So I think it looks great, but yeah, it was difficult scheduling-wise, but you know, we squeezed it in somehow.
Now, this is the second season. The first season was on Monday nights, but now it's on Sunday nights at 10 o'clock, right?
It definitely will.
No,
right?
Well, yeah.
Well, the reason
changed the schedule.
Yeah, 9 Central.
The reason I asked that because, and I don't want to make it sound like it's not going to be back. The reason I said it is because of the fact that a lot of times they premiere a show on one day and then the regular schedule goes on another day. And I think Sunday is a great night for this. It's just perfect.
I think so, too. I mean, who doesn't need a nice pick-me-up on them? You know? You want to watch your favorite show on. It's definitely going to be your new favorite show, so.
Where do you shoot it?
On. How's that? Atlanta?
Atlanta?
We shot in Atlanta,
yeah.
Really? Well,
they
got a lot of great sound stages there now these days. You know, they do.
They definitely did.
Good job.
Third Rail is where we shot it. Beautiful new studio.
Yeah.
It was really lovely, and the people were great. The food was amazing. It was a great city.
Well, Atlanta is a great city. How many episodes do you have in a can?
10.
Well, that's good.
That's the season.
That's good. That shows a good sign that they've committed to that. I got to tell you, I wish you a lot of luck with this thing. When I saw the premise of it and then I saw it, I thought, this has got legs to it. This is going to go a long way.
Thank you.
Nice. We think so, too. I got a good feeling about it. It's good people, good stories. You know, what more could you want?
You're going to take your good vibes with us.
Yeah, if we ever get canceled, I'm going to say, but Ron said, call Ron. Exactly.
If you get picked up after 100 episodes for syndication, I'm going to give you a last name.
Oh,
yes, I'll take it.
How cool is that?
Fine,
how cool is that, huh? Well, Retta and May, thank you so much for joining us again. It's Sunday. It's at 10 o'clock on NBC. It is called Good Girl.
Good girls. It's called Ron's Good Girls.
Really good girls. Good Girls with Retta and Mae Whitman. They play the role of Ruby Hill and Annie Marks, respectively. Hey, ladies, thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you back. Okay, break a leg.
Thank you.
Anytime. Thanks, Ron.
Okay, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I tell you, that's a fun bunch right there. I'd love to work on that show. And it's on Sunday nights on NBC at 10 o'clock. Now in their second season because it was so popular the first season. I'm happy for them. They deserve it. If we're going to pause for a second, there is more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has threatened to close down the border with Mexico unless the country prevents migrants from entering the U.S. The statement from Customs and Border Protection reads as follows.
U.S. Border Patrol has been transparent for several months by conveying the message both publicly, internationally, and to Congress that the immigration system is broken and that they are at critical capacity levels across the southern border. Customs and Border Patrol facilities and manpower cannot support this dramatic increase in apprehensions of family units and unaccompanied children. There is no consequence that the Border Patrol can apply to this demographic under current law and court rulings.
They say they hope to send up to 300 people a day back over the Mexican border by next week. Attorney General William Barr says he plans to make public in the middle of April the redacted version of the Russia probe results. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
And around the world, it's Ron Sedgie today. Our next guest is a very talented and unique individual, to say the least. She's got a lot of talents that come her way, and she's going to be joining us to talk about her reoccurring role in Nightcap. Also stars in I'm Dying Up Here. She's an individual who has a podcast we want to talk about. A lot of stuff when we bring on Judy Gold. Hi, Judy. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. And yourself? I know they got you working hard today.
Yeah, but look, it's better than sitting here and being anxious.
That's right. That anxious anxiety is really a pain. Hey, I meant what I said.
Yeah.
Boy, you do a ton of stuff. I mean, you are an actress, you are a comedian, you are a writer, and I was looking on your website, okay? Have you looked on your website lately?
I hate looking at myself, so if I have to, but not recently. Well, why? What happened?
Well, whoever put the header on it, they said actress, writer, comedian, big mouth. I mean, do you know that that's there?
Yeah, I put that there.
Oh, okay. Well, then, hey, if you put it there, that's all we needed to know. We just trying to protect your interest.
Yeah, I am a big mouth.
Okay, well, I just want to protect your interest.
Proud of it.
Yeah, well, hey, you know what? Look at Martha Ray, what it did for her, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Twice nominated for the American Comedy Award for Funniest Female Comedian and 2 Emmy Awards for writing and producing The Rosie O'Donnell Show. And now this reoccurring role in Nightcap, its second season on Pop TV. You know, I love the premise of this. Behind the scenes of a late night talk show. Boy, oh boy, do you and I know about that.
Oh, please. You know, it's funny because the show is very over the top. And we never see the host of the late night show. Allie Wentworth plays the booker. And it's really about getting into the psyche of these, you know, these people who work behind the scenes on a late night talk show. And each episode is really the makings of a show for that night and has amazing celebrities on.
You had a list of people
who play themselves but do things they would never. You know, you see them in these situations you would never see them in.
I can understand, you know, Kelly Ripa and Whoopi Goldberg, but seeing Mariska Hargitay in something that has a little comic twist to it is very unusual.
She's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
She is hilarious. But, yes, that's what's so great. You know, you see Mariska and you see Brooke Shields. There's Alec Baldwin, Jesse Tyler Ferguson. I mean, there's so many major celebrities doing things you would never see them do and really making fun of themselves.
See, I love that. I love that. There's nothing worse in this business, as you know, Judy, to start believing your own news releases. Once you start doing that, man, you are in a world
of
hurt.
You're done.
You're done. Yeah.
You're done.
You're done.
It's over. You're not a person anymore.
No, you're absolutely not. You're a legend, as they say. A successful stand-up comic. Now, I got to tell you, I think out of all of the headings in the entertainment business, actor, actress, singer, hockey player, whatever the case may be, if you're in the public eye, I think that the hardest is stand-up comedy because you're living and dying like every 4 seconds. I got to give you a lot of credit for doing that because that is a tough thing to perform and keep your mind together.
We are definitely a different, elk of person. You know, we're elk of person. We say things to one another we wouldn't say to what we call them civilians. So we use that term lightly. But, you know, we think always, no matter how ornery the situation, no matter how horrible, we always think, where's the joke? Where's the joke?
Right,
And we get up every night in front of people, strangers, and try to make them laugh. I mean, there's something wrong with us.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think I would die if I couldn't do stand-up. It's like you. It's part of who I am. It's a big part of who I am.
You know, I thought I asked every question there was to ask, but I'm going to ask you something that I fall into once in a while. Do you ever preview a line, an idea, a shtick with somebody close to you before you put it on stage, knowing very well that their reaction, probably because they know you so well, will not be the positive reaction that you get on stage, hence you don't want to do that anymore with anybody in private?
You know, such a good question. I only do it when I'm really excited about something. You know, like I'll be like, oh my God, I just wrote this thing. Isn't this funny? And then it's like, you know, you're going to get rejected.
Right.
You know, it's going to be like, well, you know, because they want the power.
Right.
Because you get all the attention anyway. This way, they're a one person audience. They can go, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. But you really don't know until you do it in front of an audience. But, of course, there are times. I mean, never tell my kids anything.
Yeah, oh, no.
Anything
no.
I say could be the most brilliant thing. Not funny, Mommy.
No. That,
you know.
You're going to back yourself right into a corner and fall off the cliff.
Yeah. But it's like we set ourselves up to do that because, you know, we want this positive reinforcement. But really, you know, when someone does that to me and my family, like my partner or someone, you know, or my kids, then it makes me even want to get on stage more and do it and prove them wrong.
Yeah, I know. Because I do it to my wife. So what do you think of this? And there's this, like, dead silence, right? She says, that's not funny. Okay, it's not funny to you because you're not funny. Let's face it. You
right.
Know me way
then
too
it's
rough.
Like, fine.
That's
good.
Right.
Go do what you do.
Do what you
go
do.
Go draw.
Do something. Starring roles on Louie, Broad City. You've been, of course, on Inside Amy Schumer, 30 Rock, Two Broke Girls, Melissa and Joey. Tell me about, though, I find this intriguing, Killing Me Now, this podcast.
Oh, Kill Me Now.
Kill Me Now. Because if this is what I think it is, where you, and I think I'm familiar with this, because you just get on and talk about things that really bug you. I love that.
Yeah, well, I do an interview with a guest, you know, and I really find out what makes them tick. Stuff that you don't normally talk about, like growing up in high school, and, you know, I talked with Dick Cavett about his depression, and, you know, so sometimes, but it sounds not funny, but it is actually really funny because people really open up. And I thought, you know, I'm always pissed off about something, especially like injustice and unfairness and incompetence. And there's got to be, even the nicest, you know, most honed personality, you know, I get off on that, and it's such so great to see people you wouldn't normally, you know, hear them say things. But when people talk about what are so animated and passionate, and I love getting my blood boiled.
I started watching in repeats this show, Becker. Ted
right.
Danson. And
oh, my
I told my wife,
I remember that show.
I said, that's me. I'm ticked off at everything. You know, you play
right.
the director in Nightcap, and you do a sensational job. You really do. I mean, I look down everything, as I mentioned before, that you've done, including a celebrity wife swap on ABC. I don't know how you keep everything straight, but I did look on the site, and I said, and I never do this. I want to tell you that you are a very special person. I never look on anybody's website, but it says special things that you do, like screaming at your kids in public places,
mm-hmm.
or pretending that you're listening to someone while texting, okay?
Right.
And you're
good at that.
You're good at that. An accomplished pianist, clarinet player, singing, lip syncing, swimming, ping pong, basketball.
Oh, my God,
tennis,
that's
diving.
Such an old resume. Where did you find this?
I think I found it in a time capsule outside of NBC. I don't know where it was.
I might have to kill you. Oh, my God, that's so old.
Well, you know what? That's why I never gone on somebody's website before I've done an interview with them. So I should do that more often. I'll probably scare the hell out of all these people.
Then the guests will be like, wait, what? I've got to update my website.
You're a hoot. So second season now of Pop TV's Nightcap. And also, I'm Dying Up Here, and the podcast Kill Me Now, and, of course, all of your great work with the Rosie O'Donnell Show. So, what's next?
Oh, God. Do you know that's the worst thing to ask a performer?
I know that, but you know what?
I found that I'm compelled
to do that.
I'm doing a lot of stand-up, so I'm touring, and you know what? The worst thing and the best thing about show business are being a performer. Is that you can tell? I could tell you what's next, but that's not necessarily what's going to be next.
Or,
you know?
Or that's not necessarily what's going to happen at all, right?
At all, period. Here's the best advice I can give to a self-employed performer: book a really expensive, non-refundable vacation. And you will get a job.
You'll get a job. There you go. There you go. Boy, you got it straight. Well, Judy, I wish you a lot of luck. You're a hoot. Come on back and join us again sometime, will you?
I'm in.
Okay,
I'm in
great.
Anytime.
Okay, and I'll go online there and correct all of those things for your
correct
website.
That stuff. I'll send you all the corrections.
I'll bring it up to date. Thanks, Judy.
Yeah, because I know you have nothing to do.
I got nothing to do. I'm at your beck and call. Thanks, Judy.
Okay. Perfect.
Bye-bye. Funny lady, talented too. Judy Gold, reoccurring in Nightcap on Pop TV. I'm dying up here. Check out her podcast, Kill Me Now. Funny, funny, and talented lady. And we'll be back with more with Ron Seggi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dan, you're listening to Ron Seggi today all across the USA and around the world. We're going to be talking about around the world, too, with our next two guests. One is a dear friend of ours that has been with us several times. She's an Emmy and Peabody Award-winning journalist and consumer expert. And she's bringing along a new friend of ours who is the senior editor at travel deal site JetSetter.com. Joining us right now is Claudia Lombana and Amanda Norcross. Claudia, Amanda, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're in good company there, Amanda. Claudia does this with us a lot of times. And
sounds great.
Okay. Now, you know, summertime is right around the corner. We just hit spring, and people start thinking about travel and international travel. And, you know, a lot, there's been a lot in the news about things that happen overseas, but it's really, really kind of safe if you do it right. 1.4 billion tourists will be traveling this year. Is that right?
Actually the number for last year, and we're expecting to see that grow by about 4% this year.
Wow. Okay, so tell us what we need to know, first of all, from a survey. And I guess, Amanda, we should probably start with you, because you, did you not conduct the survey or your company?
It was actually a Visa survey that was conducted, and Visa wanted to kind of pulse check how people are spending when they travel internationally. So they pulled 500 people and found out that their big push is really so that people not use cash when they're traveling overseas, and they've got a variety of reasons. So their survey actually found that 63% of people feel vulnerable to theft or crime when they're carrying cash outside of the U.S. 48% prefer to pay with a credit card, and 43% felt safest when paying with a credit card. So Visa's angle is use your Visa card when you're traveling internationally. It will keep you safer. It will give you multiple layers of security to prevent fraud. And oftentimes, depending on your credit card provider, you can get zero foreign transaction fees, so you don't get hit with those heavy fees when you return from your travels.
Frankly, I think it's good to use that kind of a card even when you're traveling domestically, to be honest with you.
Yeah, there can be many benefits. Again, you still get the multiple layers of security and protection from fraud. When you're traveling internationally, you're also going to get a better exchange rate, so definitely benefits both at home and internationally.
Now, Claudia, from experience, we know that you are always looking for the bargain, the trend, you know, the security, the avoiding of scams. So tell us what we should know from that standpoint here.
So from the standpoint of looking for deals, I'm going to let Amanda answer that because she's our travel expert in this case. But what I will tell you about security, again, purchasing with your card offers zero liability. So depending on the country that you're in, but if you're making a purchase, whether domestic or internationally, using your Visa card gives you that extra layer of protection as well when it comes to liability by protecting you from fraud and not holding you accountable should any fraudulent transactions take place. So you want to make sure that whatever your credit card or whoever your credit card provider is, if it is a Visa card, that you'll have those offers and that ability. And then, of course, rewards programs are another great idea, using credit cards that offer you rewards, whether it's on travel or other items, super smart for consumers to make sure that they have a benefit when they're using a credit card.
Does it help in the exchange? I mean, you know, all these countries have a different type of currency exchange. Does using a Visa card help in that dilemma of what is owed and what the exchange is and so on and so forth?
Yes, 100% using your Visa card is going to give you a much better chance for a better exchange rate, certainly better than getting cash, for example, at one of the currency exchange huts or any of those things at the airport where they want you to exchange currency. You're going to get a better exchange rate when you use your Visa card to make purchases. And if you do need cash, because sometimes you do, it's better to use your Visa card and take cash out at an ATM in local currency to get a better exchange rate.
I know that there is a, at least in domestic travel, there are some days that you can save better on airline tickets, but does it apply to international too?
Well, the best thing you can do, especially when it comes to searching for the best airfares, is sign up for airfare alerts. So you can be alerted if you're looking at, say, a particular route or a particular set of flights to different destinations. You can sign up for airfare alerts so that you are alerted when the best price is available and you can nab that deal right away. We suggest airfarewatchdog.com, where you can sign up to be alerted to all flights within the U.S. and Canada. Some airfare alert systems actually won't show you the best airfares for Delta and Southwest, but airfarewatchdog.com will. And it's also a good idea to sign up for 2 to 3 airfare alerts so that you have your bases covered and you know you're getting the best price.
Amanda, where are some good places to travel? Do you have any suggestions?
There are so many great places to travel this summer, and the best part is you can go to these places without having to worry about cash. London is a great example of this, especially when it comes to public transit. You can get a preloaded travel card to use on the tube, buses, buses, trains. It's super convenient. Paris is another great one, especially if you're into festivals. At a lot of the music festivals, you can wear a contactless wristband to pay for everything from food to band merchandise. And Toronto is another good one. Actually, this is interesting. 60% of purchases made in Canada are done so via credit card. So Canada's really at the forefront of this whole cashless movement. So many other great destinations you can check out on JetSetter.com.
The name of the survey was Spending Habits of International Travelers.
Okay.
And it focused really solely on how people are spending. And it looked at everything from cash to credit cards to digital transactions. So, for example, paying with your phone, or as Amanda mentioned, paying with some sort of a wearable, which they do in other countries. We don't have that so much here in the U.S., but as Amanda mentioned, in Paris, Europe is ahead of the curve. So if you can, you know, go to something like a music festival where you're paying with a wristband, certainly that is something that is going to expedite everything that you're doing in that festival and enhance your experience. So really, a lot of this is about convenience and enhancing experiences for travelers when it comes to not having to worry about carrying cash and just being able to pay with these alternative methods.
Is there any truth to the rumor that if you wait to the last minute that you might be able to get cheaper airfares, or are you better off buying early?
You know, the thing is, a great airfare can pop up at any time. So you definitely want to sign up for those airfare alerts, because they could pop up days before you're thinking about traveling, or they could pop up even months before. So just sign up for those airfare alerts, and you'll be alerted to the best deal.
Where can we go for more information on this, ladies?
You can start at visa.com/travel
and also jetsetter.com.
This is the first time that Claudia has had another person with them talking. I think the two of you should go out on the road, because you got a great act here, I want you to know, okay?
Thanks, Ron.
You could play 365 cities just like that. There's no doubt about it. Claudia Lamanna has been our guest, Emmy and Peabody Award-winning journalist and consumer expert, and Amanda Norcross, our new friend, senior editor at travel deal site JetSetter.com. Ladies, happy traveling to both of you.
Same to you.
Okay, bye-bye. I tell you, those are great, absolutely great ideas, and I love this theory about, you know, leaving cash at home. Boy, you know, it's not only convenient, it's so much safer. It really is, with pickpocketers and everything else going on. It's just the way to go. And there's more to come with Ron Saggi today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I guess I should go where nobody could take me from here.
put a wrap on things on Ron Sedgie today. I hope you've enjoyed the past 2 hours, and I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of it. Our guests include the star of The Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon, Natalie Morales, and Nelson Franklin from NBC's new show, Abby, author Tom Clayton with his book, Wild Bill Hickok, from This Is Us, Sterling K. Brown, actor Ernie Hudson, Mae Whitman, and Retta from Good Girls, Judy Gold, actress and comedian, and Claudia Lombana and Amanda Norcross. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie Today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgie, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.